Barbara was thinking about exercising as a method to channel all her negative energy into something useful for her. Taking the first step was a harder task than she had anticipated. She seemed to find excuses of all kinds, such as gym fees, not having the proper clothes, people judging her for being too weak, and so on. Once more, she reminded herself of a lesson she had learned before. This was merely her brain resisting a new routine in her life. It wasn't that she was feeling lazy, but her own self trying to sabotage her. Barb beat the psychological resistance and started training, setting small goals for herself. She wanted to lose some weight, tone some muscles, and feel better in her own clothes. With all she had gone through, she felt as if her husband didn't look at her as the sexy 20-year-old she had once been. These feelings, however, were feelings projected, because she didn't feel comfortable in her own body. Having pointed that out to herself, it was clear to Barb that she wanted to work out so that she could feel better and not to look better for others. When she started working out, her whole body hurt the next day. She felt so weak and tired. There were days her thighs burned so much that she couldn't even sit down on a chair. She joked at the fact that her new type of self-harm was the irresistible urge to clench her butt cheeks the day after the leg workout. Every day, she had to struggle finding the motivation to get up and go for it. The drive to make herself better, one day at a time, gave her strength. Her final objective was a breadcrumb path full of tiny goals that gave her a sense of accomplishment every day. It was very hard to see change day after day, she realized. However, finishing today's workout was an achievable goal that made her feel like a hero. Alongside the workout, she decided that she wanted to take care of her body more. She started cooking healthier meals. Barb thought that simply cutting sugar and fat was the answer, so she went cold turkey for 2 days until she experienced the worst anxiety of her life. She did some more research and accommodated changes in a progressive manner as to get her body slowly used to the drastic diet changes. Barb laughed at all those commercials that told you that as soon as you start eating healthy, you will suddenly feel invincible. When she started eating healthy, she started feeling how a normal person should feel. She still was tired from the workout, however, her body was better at handling it. She was better at bouncing back the next day. The pain became smaller and smaller day by day. On her bad days, Barb felt as if she had to work out. Slowly, the tormenting routine became the perfect outlet for her to clear her mind. Barbara looked at herself in the mirror after a couple weeks of working out, and she could finally see some minor changes. She knew how much she had to work to be the person she wanted to be. But more importantly, Barb knew that everything was possible if she set her mind to it. Barbara had quit smoking, started vocal exercising, stopped hurting herself, and now she was on her way to get the body that she had always desired. It's inspiring to know that Barb is just one of the many people out there who are doing the exact same thing. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Don't forget to subscribe and check my website for more fun stuff.